USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse's homicide trial, suggesting it showed the criminal justice system is not equitable, apparently contradicting President Joe Biden's remarks.
I've spent a majority of my career working to make the criminal justice system more equitable, and clearly there's a lot more work to do.
While Harris's comments seemed to condemn the outcome of the trial, Biden had stood by the jury's decision earlier Friday.
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
A senior executive of carmaker General Motors raised concern about the future of renewable energy usage in Mexico, saying that without a solid legal basis for it, automotive investment in Latin America's number two economy would suffer. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Dr. Fauci this week said babies and toddlers ages 6 months to 5 years could be eligible for COVID vaccines by next spring. Pfizer is currently testing the COVID vaccine on babies and toddlers. Pfizer expects to apply for approval from the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine for children 6 months to 5 years old this month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a package of anti-COVID-19 vaccine mandate bills into law Thursday in Brandon, Florida, a thinly veiled jab at President Biden.
We were here to celebrate a great city in the state of Florida, a freedom city, and it's important that when you have the federal government overreaching like Joe Biden's doing, that we sign legislation to protect Floridians, and doing it here in Brandon, you know, I think is especially meaningful because I think people here really appreciate it.
In a rebuke to the White House, the legislative package prevents some workers from being required to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Where is Jimmy Hoffa? Could this answer the question?
For decades, many have speculated on what became of the remains of union boss Jimmy Hoffa. His ties to organized crime had many saying that he was probably put in concrete and buried and built into part of what's now Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands of northern New Jersey. But now they say Hoffa's remains may be in a Jersey City landfill. At least FBI agent Devin Kowalski says they are following up on such a tip.
Last month, the FBI obtained a search warrant to conduct a site survey underneath the Pulaski Skyway in New Jersey.
That's a highway in northern New Jersey. The New York Post is reporting that the FBI was acting on a deathbed tip from a man who said he knew that Hoffa's remains are buried in that vicinity. It's just the latest in a decades-long search for answers after the disappearance of the notorious former union boss in 1975. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, Democrat of Texas, chair of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, announced Saturday that she will retire in January 2023. I have gone back and forth the whole time because of the pleading and the asking, but as of January, the year after next, I will step down, Johnson said during an event in Dallas. Johnson, 85, was first elected to Congress in 1992 and is one of the most senior Congress members. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.